Join us in Easy and Happy English.
Hi, I'm Brad.
Hi, I'm Marlene.
Hi, I'm Claire. 想培养英文能力吗？那就要听
Easy and Happy English。
让我们一起，
让我们一起，让我们一起
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome to today's English. I'm Marlene.
欢迎收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad. 中文名字是德鱼，得到的德，钓鱼的鱼。
Today we have a proverb from the book of Proverbs.
今天要跟你分享的是圣经箴言的一段经文。
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 27.
今天的经文在箴言第十五章第二十七节。
A greedy man brings trouble to his family.But he who hates bribes will live.
箴言十五章二十七节说，贪恋财利的，扰害己家；恨恶贿赂的，必得存活。
A greedy man brings trouble to his family. A greedy man, greedy, wanting more, 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 more. I want, I want, I want. Greedy.
贪恋财利的，扰害己家，也就是呢，贪爱钱财利益的，会伤害到自己的家。英文说呢 ，a greedy man， 就是一个 greedy 就是贪心的，叫做 greedy， G-R-E-E-D-Y， greedy， G-R-E-E-D-Y， greedy， 也就像玛丽所说的 ，wanting more and more and more， 要更多更多这样一个。贪财的人或是贪心的人叫 greedy man.
A greedy man brings trouble to his family. Trouble or distress.
A greedy man, 一个贪心的人呢会带来 trouble, 带这个麻烦或是困扰 trouble, T-R-O-U-B-L-E, trouble, T-R-O-U-B-L-E.就是 distress, 带来困难带来困扰叫做 trouble to his family, 会替他的家庭他的家人呢带来困扰带来问题。所以中文圣经把它翻译成贪恋财利的扰害己家也就是自己的家 to his family.
A greedy man brings trouble to his family.But he who hates bribes will live. Hates is a strong dislike. And bribes are money or favor given to bring about influence, to influence.
贪恋财利的会扰害自己的家。第二部分的经文说，恨恶贿赂的必得存活。英文说 but...但是什么什么 ,he who, he 就是他用一个 who,w-h-o 来形容这个他是怎么样一个人就是呢 ,he who hates,hates 就是恨恶叫 hates,h-a-t-e-s,hates,h-a-t-e-s,hates 就是 strong dislike, 就是很强烈的厌恶叫做 hate, 厌恶什么呢 ?bribes,bribes 就是贿赂贿赂叫做 bribes, B-R-I-B-E-S, bribes, B-R-I-B-E-S, bribes, 也就是 money or favor given to bring about influence, 就是呢送人家钱或者是给人家好处为了来影响对方 bribes, 就是呢贿赂。那这边说 but he who hates bribes, 就是呢恨恶贿赂的Will live, 将要存活,得以存活。
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 27. A greedy man brings trouble to his family, but he who hates bribes will live.
箴言十五章二十七节说,贪恋财利的,扰害己家,恨恶贿赂的,必得存活。 关于今天的经文，我们也有一个问题要来请教玛琳，也让我们更多的来思想这一节的经文。我们的问题就是呢，那么多人都在收贿赂，他们也过得很好，为什么这句经文说恨恶贿赂的必得存活呢？ Marlene, I have a question about this verse.
Yes, Brad.
So many people are taking bribes and they live a good life. Why does this verse say that he who hates bribes will live?
Well, it may look to you like they are living a good life, but every bribe taken makes an enemy.
玛琳回答说呢，这些收贿赂的人呢，表面看起来他们好像过得很好，但是呢，每一次他们收贿赂，其实就是在制造敌人 ，makes an enemy.
They are bringing dishonesty and trouble into their homes.
他们其实呢，是把不诚实还有这些的麻烦跟困扰都带进他们的家里。
Their wives and children will lose respect.
他们的家人，不论是他们的妻子或是儿女，都会失去别人对他们的尊重。
People will try to take their business somewhere else.
当别人呢碰到这些收贿赂的人呢，这些人就会想要呢跟别人做生意，因为他们不想要送礼给这些人。
A person who asks for a bribe is always in danger of being found out by the one over him.
收贿赂的人呢，常常都很担心他的上司或是他的主管会发现。
He may get away with it for a time, but they are always watching over their shoulder, never fully at peace.
他们可能可以隐藏一段时间，但是呢，他们总是担心会不会被发现，他们从来没有真正的平安。
On the other hand, the person who refuses to ask for or take bribes is at peace with himself.
对于那些拒绝收贿赂或者是不去贿赂别人的人，他自己心里是有平安的。
He has learned to live and let live.
这样的人呢，就是不收贿赂或者是不去贿赂别人的这些人呢，他们已经学会了自己怎么生活，而且呢要管好自己的事情， let live.
If you value personal peace, integrity, and life, you will not give in to greed and ask for bribes or take more than your fair share.
玛琳说呢，如果你重视个人的平安、人格、你的生命，你就不会向贪婪来妥协，也不会跟人要贿赂或者是呢给人贿赂，你也不会想要获得比你应该得的更多。
Proverbs chapter 15 verse 27. A greedy man brings trouble to his family, but he who hates bribes will live.
箴言第15章27节说，贪恋财利的扰害己家，恨恶贿赂的必得存活。好，我们今天这段经文就跟你分享到这里，我们下次再会咯。
Thank you for listening. See you next time.